What purpose does the gentleman from Wake, Representative Martin, rise?
Mr. Speaker, I believe I rise to a question of the privilege of the House.
The gentleman may speak to a question of privilege, pursuant to Rule 8.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I notice that the gallery is still empty. I believe that is the case because the doors have been locked and barred the public from entry. So my question is, why, when the statutes of North Carolina require that, quote, each official meeting of a public body shall be open to the public and any person is entitled to attend such a meeting, end quote, are the doors still locked and why is the public still barred?
The chair would appoint the gentleman to Rule 53 of those same rules the gentleman is citing and would deem, based upon the fact that even after the chair asked members to leave, there was tapping on the window, noise out there. And the chair, the chair does not believe for a moment that once folks come back in, that they will not once again create a disturbance at this point. So those doors shall remain closed.
Mr. Speaker,
for what purpose does the gentleman rise?
A question of privilege of the House.
The gentleman may state his question of privilege.
Or perhaps, Mr. Speaker, if you think it's more appropriate, a parliamentary inquiry.
The gentleman may state his parliamentary inquiry.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Speaker, is it the position the rules of this House preempt the North Carolina General Statutes?
The chair would point out that this is an open meeting, that this audio is being broadcast fully outside, both right outside these doors, on the Internet, and in every way there is. It is a meeting that was duly noticed under our laws, under the state constitution, under our house rules, and that in order to maintain the decorum of this body because of a public outburst that continued and disrupted the work of this house for nearly a half hour, that in order to continue to do the people's business, that this needs to happen at this point. And it is unfortunate that lawbreakers want to come into this gallery and disrespect the state and disrespect this institution by conducting themselves in such a manner. It also poses, frankly, a safety issue. I don't know if the gentleman was able to see, but the chair was. A number of the folks, when the police officers asked him to leave, resisted. That's a tight space up there. That's a very tight space, and it's a high area. You've got officers up there risking their safety to try to get people to simply leave who simply want to get arrested. So as a result of that, for the safety of them, safety of the members on this floor, and the dignity of this house, those doors shall remain barred. And the speaker will speak to a point of personal privilege as a matter to the matter of dignity of the house. You know, this is the most open building in state government. This building is more open than courthouses around this state. You don't walk through a single metal detector when you walk in this place. You can come and go freely. We like it that way because it's the people's house, because people can get here and they can come see their members. But unfortunately, there are members of there are folks who are here tonight who not only disrespected the institution, but other members of the public who wanted to be here, who created a safety hazard, who disrupted this chamber by yelling and screaming and conducting themselves with clearly an intent to create a public disturbance and stop a meeting of this house. They didn't just interfere with the rights of this body, but they interfere with the rights of the 9 million North Carolinians who elected us to be here to do our jobs. And so I believe it's appropriate, and I'll say this, I think that the members of the minority party, the members of the majority party, the folks on this floor have conducted themselves properly. While we may disagree with this issue, I think every member on here, from what I've seen, has conducted themselves properly and expressed their opinion as they elected to do. But that's where this needs to happen. It does not need to happen with a public spectacle and disrupting this meeting happening in this gallery. And I regret that it happened. It shouldn't happen. This has been a recent trend in the last few years, and it just shouldn't happen. And I think it shows disrespect not only to the institution, but frankly to the voters of this state who sent those of us here to be here working to do the people's work, not to be interrupted with this kind of stuff.